Origins and recent developments. TikTok was originally founded by Zhang Yiming, the Chinese founder of the company ByteDance, back in 2016. ByteDance itself was founded in 2012 and is as of today the most valuable startup according to Bloomberg in May 2020. With the parent's company being headquartered in Beijing, the HQ of TikTok is now in Los Angeles, California, Rogers, 2019. In 2017, the company acquired Musical.ly, which was another short video platform from China, for up to $1 billion. Roughly a year later, Musical.ly was then renamed and redesigned to TikTok. Back in China, the app is known as Douyin and is technically separate but works in the same way. Although it was a risky step to rename and redesign a successful app back then, it did not turn out negatively for the Chinese company. Even elsewise, the broader content creation possibilities even push TikTok further, especially among younger generations, who apparently love lip-syncing and dancing videos primarily. Ever since, TikTok has been on the fast lane in terms of app downloads and unique users. By July 6, 2020, TikTok has had over 6.1 million downloads on Android and iOS devices in Germany, Brandt, 2020. The greatest market for them still is India, with more than 100 million downloads. The Chinese version, Douyin, overall is the largest market for them in terms of revenue, with 72.3% of the total revenue. CNBC, 2020, probably most of people have heard of the app TikTok by now. The short-form video app has gained lots of popularity over the last months. Especially the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed the popularity, especially even for other generations like millennials, a lot. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance and already has had more than 1 billion downloads throughout its existence. As of now, it probably is the most famous app for teenagers these days. Astonishingly, the Chinese app already ranked number one in non-gaming apps in iOS app stores in September 2019 in the United States of America, USKIN, 2019, and also is the most downloaded app in 2020 so far. But what's the big fuss about TikTok? Why is it one of the most successful social apps for teenagers these days? What is Generation Z as a consumer like? And furthermore, of course, what potential does TikTok have for advertisers and marketers, especially looking at the fact that the Chinese company is just about to start its TikTok for Business tool in Germany, starting with the 15th of July? Answers to these questions and some explanation and insights on the whole TikTok phenomena will be given here.